This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are 164,376,000 people in this economy of ours who are working or would like to work. That is 62.3% of the civilian non-institutional population, if you're a percentages person. And honestly, that labor force is the heart of this economy. And it grew ever so slightly, relatively, in May, 300,000 people, about a tenth of a percentage point, which, as Catherine said, is good news. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that slice of the labor story pie.
3.5 million more people were working or looking for work last month compared with May of last year.
That means they're encouraged about the prospects for finding a job, and they're looking for those jobs, and they're finding those jobs. So that's usually very good news for the economy.
Kathy Jones is with the Charles Schwab Center for Financial Research. Schwab is a marketplace underwriter. She says Black workers 25 to 54 made important gains.
The participation rate for prime-age Black workers was 81.2%. That's the highest since 2005.
And women's participation rate shot up 0.3% in May. Jones says women drove a lot of the past year's increase. Still, before the pandemic, women's labor force participation was rising rapidly, and they are not back to that pre-pandemic level yet. Neither are men. Betsy Stevenson is a professor of economics at the University of Michigan.
Right now, everybody is looking at the labor force participation rate because they're wondering, what does a full recovery for the U.S. economy look like?
Will we have as many people working? Will we make as much money, as many goods, as many services? What is the new normal? Another reason economists are watching the labor force participation rate is that if it continues to grow, it would let some pressure out of the job market and hold down wage growth. Kenneth Kim is a senior economist at KPMG.
This would help relieve inflationary pressures because there won't be that kind of supercharged demand for goods and services.
But as the pandemic recovery rumbles on and more people enter the workforce, a warning. Again, Betsy Stevenson.
More vulnerable populations, people who tend to earn less, tend to get brought back into the labor force in the later stages of recovery. If a recovery ends too quickly, those folks just aren't brought back in.
As the Fed raises rates and tries to cool the economy down to fight inflation, the window for people to get back in may start to close. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.